You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Marcus Benjamin, as we told you, makes a move to be one of the big-time South Florida analysts with Rivals.com. He does a great job. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Marcus, thanks so much for taking the time. I see you're everywhere now.
Yeah, I definitely am everywhere. I appreciate the love for the position move. I'm excited to continue with Rivals and just provide more coverage for South Florida recruits.
You know, I mean, over the weekend, we watched one of our top players in the state, Calvin Russell, make a commitment out of Miami Northwestern to Syracuse. Was it a huge surprise, or did everybody kind of figure, you know, that they were going to be one of the teams that would have an opportunity?
So it was a huge surprise in the sense that maybe a week ago, Syracuse wasn't really trending for Calvin Russell, although the Orange have been a consistent player in his recruitment. But, you know, it seems that things may have fallen off for just a little bit in the past couple of weeks, but then they picked it up in the last week. So I think leading up to the commitment, I think most kind of thought it was Syracuse. But I think days before that, I think Michigan was kind of trending for him. So I think Syracuse did well in trying to secure his commitment, which they indeed did.
Yeah, no doubt. Next big guy coming up in the 2026 class, Derek Cooper. Things looking pretty good for Miami, according to you guys and some of the other analysts that follow it. Georgia was really in the mix for a long, long time. Where does one of the best running backs in the country, you think, end up?
Well, I think Miami has positioned themselves well in his recruitment. When I understand, I think staying home is a significant factor. I believe his mom would love him to stay close to home, like all mothers probably would, right? So,
sure.
So I think that is definitely a factor. Georgia is definitely a player that will continue to push for his commitment. He was scheduled to commit soon, but he has since delayed his commitment, so we're still waiting on a new date from him. What I will say is that, you know, maybe Texas is making a move here. I saw him all Texas'd out at the OT7 National 7-on-7 Championships over at St. Thomas Aquinas. So I do feel like Texas could be a player in his recruitment now. So if there were an unofficial top three from me, Blue, I would say it's Miami, Texas, and Georgia. But I still feel the Hurricanes are in a good spot for him.
Georgia's made some inroads, especially in South Florida. They pick up Justice Fitzpatrick, who gets to be reunited with his brother now that he's back in town with the Dolphins. And James Johnson, who comes from North Fort Myers and will be playing defensive tackle for Northwestern. So Georgia swoops down and gets two of the top kids in South Florida. Talk about that, because both of those guys can play. We've had an opportunity to watch Justice, and then obviously James comes in with a lot of accolades.
Yeah, Georgia gets a top-tier athlete in Justice Fitzpatrick. This kid, as you know, Blue, can play both ways, can play corner, can play safety, all at a very high level. And he already has the pedigree or the genetics, you know, to really kind of make big plays for the Bulldogs. So I think Georgia did really well in securing his commitment. James Johnson as well, a really talented player, originally from Fort Myers, came over to Miami Northwestern. So I think a lot of people may have thought that the Hurricanes had a good chance to secure him because he came over from Miami. But once again, Georgia, just kind of with their recent success, of course, championships and consistently being in the playoffs.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I think those are kind of the big factors that played out along with, you know, their relationship with the coaches.
Yeah, no doubt. Marcus Benjamin joins us. He's an analyst for Rivals.com, mainly now doing Dave Brower in Palm Beach, which obviously is a big enough chore. And speaking about those areas, you look at the University of Miami and landing somebody like Jordan Campbell, somebody who's been with them for a while, somebody who stayed the course, who's at Northwestern now. How big is it that he has remained a Hurricane? Because, you know, there was some talk there along the way, because remember, he was one of very few juniors to play in the Under Armour game last year, you know, as a junior with all the seniors, and did quite well. Talk about Jordan Campbell. And I think that's, you know, really a marquee kid for Miami to have held on to.
Yeah, absolutely. And he had a lot of suitors. There were a lot of different schools that were interested in Jordan Campbell. Campbell is a very versatile player as well. I've seen him play both ways, offense and defense, and pretty much every position at the linebacker position. And I think he ends up as an edge on the college level. Think he is a really athletic player that can get to the quarterback consistently. And I think the relationship with Jason Taylor over at Miami is something that has really kind of helped his recruitment. Although the linebackers coach, previously Coach D. Nick, did leave, I think he's really bonded also with Corey Heatherman, who coaches the linebackers. He's the new defensive coordinator at Miami. So I think those relationships kind of held Campbell to be a Hurricane. And I think he sticks with the Canes.
Yeah, no doubt. Just a couple of other kids that you want to talk a little bit about. Florida State put on kind of a rush. Obviously Brandon Harris going up there to coach kind of helped because he's a local guy and he's a great recruiter, and we know that. Jason Lopez, is that a done deal? You and I watched him last year, outstanding basketball and football player. A lot of people tend to think that may be a temporary landing spot. Do you think maybe somebody else kind of gets in there?
I think it's definitely a possibility. I wouldn't say that he is guaranteed to flip anywhere. I think, you know, he's brand new, committed to the Seminoles. So I think they're going to do their best to kind of keep him with the class. You know, he's also there with South Florida wide receiver Brandon Bennett. And then also Tadarius Hughes as well, defensive back out of South Florida, is also committed to Florida State, and he's kind of reemphasized how he's going to stay with the Seminoles. But I do think that there are other schools that will be pushing for Lopez. I think he's listen to those conversations. So that's kind of as far as I'll go with that. I think this is something that should be watched until signing day. Or for right now, I think he's solid with the Seminoles.
Okay. Marcus, let everybody know how they can follow you. I mean, obviously, you're writing a lot of stuff. You're on social media a lot. Let everybody know because, I mean, now you're – I mean, you do a great job. You're somebody who goes right after a lot of great stories. Let everybody know how they can follow you.
Sure. On X, you can follow me at Benjamin Rivals. I'm still trying to build up my Instagram. It's at Benjamin Report. But that's where you can find, most of my stories, which are on Rivals.com. You just go to Rivals and just go to the news feed, and you'll see basically stories from all of our analysts across the country. And that's where you find most
Good
of my
stuff.
Articles.
All right, brother. I appreciate you. We'll hook up with you plenty over the next couple of months till we get to the to a lot of these kids who are going to commit it, and appreciate it. Best of luck, man, with your new gig. I know you're going to knock it out of the park.
I appreciate it, Blue. Enjoy the rest of your
Good
day.
Stuff. You too. Marcus Benjamin.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.